some niggas across the road over there, old Jim and them and his dad-in-law, I got in the bed and I woke up and I had about a quart and a pint of. I take me a drink of it and old Jim and them coming to the pump. I walked to the door, I said, here's some liquor and wine mix, y'all can have it. I said, I don't want no more of it. My head is bust. Went over there and that whole works. They got to fight with the axes over there and everything's there. Had three women. He bared one of them and he was staying with all three of them. And boy, they got to fight and they tore up everything so that evening. Come over there. I said, now y'all stay over there, raise all the sand you want to. I said, you better not come across me. We got to have us a drink of water. I said, when you're sober up, you ain't come. You ain't coming now. I said, you just come got water. But they did, they cut one another all up and they broke the arms and everything. I'm going to tell you, that white port wine and that liquor mix, I ain't that wine up. I ain't drank no more wine.
Rough stuff, huh?
Yeah, gosh, my, that stuff will drive you crazy. Woo! Yeah. And you drink water for a week afterward and you get drunk again. And such as that, I'm going to tell you, woo! Now we take that old cane skimming over there. And let it get about 2 or 3 weeks old, and they take you and drive your nail in the bottom of the keg down there, you know, and you pull that nail out and all that stuff on top, and you set you a cup up under there and they catch you a cup full, or a glass full, had a gourd there you drink out of. And that stuff would make you so drunk. I've seen Lies Thompson them sit down there, I got, and they get so drunk, and the yellow jackets would be thick all the way around. They'd reach down there and catch the yellow jacket and bite his head off. We can get a nun and bite his head off. Yeah, yellow jackets, yeah, let's bite the head off. And you're sitting there so drunk they couldn't even get up. Yellow jackets all around the mouth and all, and light on, and they catch him and pop him in his teeth. And I got him.
Well, did you ever hear people, you know, when it rained, the stuff coming out of the silo, man, that was wicked too. All the niggers down in Fort Gaines loved to drink that.
Yeah.
And I'd get around a silo and get all the juice coming out of the silo, corn silo liquor, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, that there, them old skimmings I got. I take them right over here when I, the first year I lived with Vernon Phillips. I planted about an acre and a half of cane and made it up that Frank Perkins and made about 250 gallons of syrup. And I had 6 bales of skimmings. And I went and me and Matt Green went together and made us a big old 20. Taking 2 sheets of tin and made a big 20, they're about as big as this room. And I put them 6 bales of skimmings in there and 50 buckets of syrup, and he put 50. And we let it take and work off, put about 2 pecks of shorts in there, and wheat bran and capped it off. Worked it off, and the first time we run it, we didn't make but 113 gallons. And I went right back, and we put 75 buckets apiece. I got, we run 200 gallons on the next run. We get $10 a gallon.
Yeah.
Woo. We made $1,000 apiece off of it.
You had to get sugar, didn't you?
Yeah.
Didn't you have to get sugar?
You get sugar, I go, but in World War II, I go, you couldn't find no sugar.
I know.
Well, I got a Royal Mess and give $25 for 100 pounds that Nut Jackson stole from the army up that summer. We had a hive full over there.
Uh-huh.
And me and Stanford Bennett and Mack and them went over there, and he went from 25 to 35. He let us have 4 sacks for $100 and said the rest of it, he had to get $35 for it going so fast. I got somebody told on him, we hadn't been left there 20 minutes telling them come out there and find every bit of that sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And taken and sent back after the truck, Roy and Bud and them overtook us and told us about it. And James York, I got, he wanted